Hello everyone. Am I clear? Do you hear me okay? But you know, our server is down. We have technical issues today, and our text chat is not working. So I don't know how do we can we have our question and answer later. And I don't know how to do the anyway. Okay, so today is happy Sabbath, by the way, my precious brethren, and welcome to our visitors if we have. And once again, I wanted to greet our little followers of Christ a blessed Sabbath day. So it's your sister Janisa.
Sister Janisa,
yes.
I have a suggestion. For the questions and answers section that we're going to do,
right.
Maybe everybody can take out a piece of paper and write their questions on the paper, and then we'll just let them know what the answers were, so they know if they were correct or not.
Okay, that is a good idea. But they will just check it on their own, right?
Yeah. So you read the question, since we can't put it in the chat room, and then they can just write their answer on a piece of paper, and then you go over the answers. And okay,
that is a good one. Thank you, sister.
All right, thank you, sister. God bless
the Lord for that idea. All right. So yeah. Later, when with their question and answer, you can just I will give you choices or whatever will be the answer. You can jot it down on your paper if you have, and then I will tell you what's the correct answer later. So yeah. So today is November 16, 2024, and we are in the middle of the month. And since we cannot put in our prayer request, we can start with our prayer. Okay, if you are ready, please kneel or get on your knee and bow our hearts. Okay. Our loving Father in heaven, with grateful heart, we come to you to praise you, Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day. Although we are under attack, Satan is not so happy with us because we wanted to praise your name. And we wanted to learn more of you. So you will still give us, and we can still find ways. So now we can continue this worship and gathering with our beloved brothers and sisters. So we would like to thank you, Lord, for this day, for giving us one day to rest from all our temporal cares and to meditate on your holy words. You are our Father. We know you are our loving Father, and you know all our petitions, the desires of our heart, because you even give that desire to our heart. And you are delighted. You are more delighted if we will tell it to you like a little child asking his father, their father. So we know that you will be more delighted to grant the best answers to our numerous unspoken and spoken prayers. We also bring to you those who are sick or ill, such as baby Ezra and others, Father, among our brethren. Please grant them healing and let them be whole again. And again, Father, we always plead for your Holy Spirit, that you will shower us with a lot of rain that we needed, Father, to strengthen our faith and to comfort us. Because, Father, only through you, through your grace, that we can be overcomer and that we can reach the perfection of character that you want us to be. Bless the work and all the plans of your workers and all the brethren who are doing their effort to be part of this great work for furthering your cause. So please be with us and with all our angels, because we know they will be ministering with us, Lord. And lastly, Father, we ask for your forgiveness to please cleanse us from all our unrighteousness through the blood of our Savior, your Son, and our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. And thank you for answering all of these things. We love you, Lord, and we pray this in the name of your Son. Amen, amen, and amen.
Okay. Amen. Well, sister?
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me? Okay. We still have the old chat server running on remnantofgod.org. I don't know how stable it's going to be, if you want to use that for Q&A for the kids.
Okay, I will try.
All you have to do, though, is the URL on the top where it says remnantofgod.net/text and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just change the .org to change the .net to .org. And if you just have to re-log in, and that's all. It works on my end.
remnantofgod.org?
Yeah. Everything's the same, just change the net to org. I just put it in the turbo.
Okay.
See if you can get in there. Because that way the kids, and don't worry if we go over 1 o'clock, you know, that's okay.
Okay.
Because I just remembered I have the old server still running. There's a database issue on the new one.
Alvin is working on it right now. Please.
Okay. But yeah, I'm in there now, and if anybody comes in, I'll see their names popping up.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Okay.
No.
And then just, like the old days, just pick Sabbath services instead of women's study. Because I had a splash page. Yeah, I'm still the only one in there. So, all right, I'll leave you guys.
Okay. We're trying to log in now. Sorry, sisters and brothers, we're still figuring out the old chat room. Okay. I have to log in. Where's my name? Maybe this name. Cannot log in. We can't log in.
Eight. Since you cannot log in.
Sorry for the. Sorry for waiting.
Change the link.
We couldn't log in. You forgot our password.
Oh, probably old passwords and stuff.
Hey. We couldn't recover the old password. I have to change
the one.
Already exists.
Already
exists. It says here. But the password doesn't work. Anyways,
saying go there. Okay.
Try to go back again. Belgium. Okay. Here. Okay. What shall I do now?
No.
Okay. Maybe we will just do what Sister Mindy suggested.
Probably. Sorry
about I couldn't. And Pastor Nick, you came so low.
My audio?
Yeah, your audio.
Oh.
Okay. Am
I? Even the brother Joe cannot get in. His doesn't work too.
But I can, look, I can see.
Who's in?
Testing.
Alvin can see. He was able to log in. I couldn't. Under his name, but mine doesn't work. That is from the yesterday, I think.
Oh, yeah, just do it for 2 minutes to guess that I messed up. It's not going to work, obviously.
Okay, I think we can log in. I mean, we can text on the chat room.
Now?
Yeah, look, they have...
We can see now my mom is here, Jana is here, is the study being done in the chat room.
Okay, we can see.
Oh, praise the Lord.
We just don't see the names on the right.
The names are not appearing, but the chat is working. Praise the Lord. Amen for the answered prayer.
Everybody, it seems like there's a huge delay, though, when you put your text in. Because I just tested it again, and it seems like it's taken forever for the text to go to the chat room, so it's still going to be an issue.
Yeah, it's a very, very long delay. There's a way around it where you log out, log back in, but that's, no. For every time someone texts, you have to log out, log back in. So, yeah, it's a database crash. It's still running, but the database is all confused.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll work on it this week.
Okay, we'll pray for that. Anyway, so we are now going to our story proper. Oh, by the way, if you have any testimony, we can save that for next week. So yeah, if you have your book, The Sketches from the Life of Paul, you can turn the pages into pages to 28 and pages 28 to 32. So we're still in the chapter 2, and this is the last part of the chapter. So if we cannot post it in, please listen. And I will start with my reading. Okay. So, as I've said, we are on the chapter 2, pages, the conversion of Saul. This is from the book of Sketches from the Life of Paul, chapter 2, pages 28 to 32. Okay, let me start reading now. Jesus, whose name he most hated and despised, so we are talking about Saul this time, he once hated and despised the name of Jesus, but now had revealed himself to Saul. So Jesus revealed himself to Saul for the purpose of arresting him in his mad career, and of making from this most unpromising subject an instrument by which to bear the gospel to the Gentiles. So he was a persecutor before, but the Lord chose him to be his servant, to be the bearer of his word. So Saul was overwhelmed by this revelation and perceived that in opposing Jesus of Nazareth, he had arrayed himself against the Redeemer of the world. Overcome by a sense of his guilt, he cried out, "Lord, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" That's his question to Jesus when Jesus revealed himself to him. So Jesus did not then and there inform him of the work he had assigned him, but sent him for instruction to the very disciples whom he had so bitterly persecuted. The answer to Saul's question is, arise and go into the city, and it shall have told thee what thou must do. So this is the answer of Jesus to the question of Paul. Jesus sent the inquiring Jew to his church to obtain from them a knowledge of his duty. Christ performed the work of the revelation and conviction, and now the penitent was in condition to learn of those whom God had ordained to teach his truth. Thus, Jesus gave sanction to the authority of his organized church and placed Saul in connection with his representatives on earth. The light of heavenly illumination deprived Saul of sight, but Jesus, the great healer, did not at once restore it. All blessings flow from Christ, but he had now established a church as his representative on earth, and to it belonged the work of directing the repentant sinner in the way of life. The very men whom Saul had purposed to destroy were to be his instructors in the religion he had despised and persecuted. The fate of Saul was severely tested during the 3 days of fasting and prayer at the house of Judas from Damascus. He was totally blind and in utter darkness of mind as to what was required of him. He had been directed to go to Damascus, where it would have told him what he was to do. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? Behold, Ananias answered, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth and had seen in a vision man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Ananias could hardly credit the words of the angel or the messenger, for Saul's bitter persecution of the saints at Jerusalem had spread far and near. He presumed to expostulate, and he said, Lord, I have heard that by many of these men, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the priest, even from the chief priest, to bind all that call on thy name. But the command to Ananias was imperative, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Ananias, the disciple of God, was obedient to the direction of the holy angels, sought out the man who had but recently breathed out threatening against all who believe in the name of Jesus. He addressed him, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, had sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. Saul became a learner of the disciples. In the light of the law, he sees himself a sinner. He sees that Jesus, whom in his ignorance he had considered an impostor, is the author and foundation of the religion of God's people from the days of Adam, and the finisher of the faith now so clear to his enlightened vision, the vindicator of the truth, and the fulfiller of the prophecies. He learned that Christ was the originator of the entire Jewish system of sacrifices, that he came into the world for the express purpose of vindicating his father's law, and that in his death, the typical law had met its antitype. Saul was a learned teacher in Israel. But while in the midst of his blind error and prejudices, Christ reveals himself to him and then places him in communication with his church, which is the light of the world. In this case, Ananias represents Christ and represents Christ's ministers upon the earth who are appointed to act in his stead, which is Christ's stead. So in Christ's stead, Ananias touches the eyes of Saul that he may receive sight. In Christ's stead also, he places his hand upon him and praying in his name, in Christ's name, and Saul receive the Holy Ghost. All is done in the name and by the authority of Christ. But the church is the channel of communication. So from here we will stop. And then, if Brother Dwayne can play a song for us before we proceed to our question and answer.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Praise the Lord for that. Is that Damian? Thank you, Lord. The Lord will bless your talent as you wanted to consecrate it for Him. Okay. So, we will now go to our question and answer. Okay. Oh, yeah. I've been still working on my old server, and it works. There you go. Okay, I see some names here now. Okay, so my first question will be, do I have to type it in? What? Okay, there, in the old chat room, in the Twitch. Okay, in the Twitch, you can see my first question. Saul's conversion provides striking evidence that Christ's power, this is Saul's conversion, that Christ's power cannot change the heart and minds of the man. Is it right or wrong? With the experience of Saul, it shows that Christ's power cannot change the heart of the heart and the minds of man to follow Christ, even how wicked he was. Is it true or right or wrong? And I could see some answers here. Praise the Lord, I was able to get into the Twitch. All right. So the correct answer is wrong. Christ has the power to convict us from our sins, and He has the power to change your heart and minds into obedience. Yeah, He will change that we can be obedient to His commandment. Very good. The correct answer is wrong. And then my second question. Yes, Sister Sum said it certainly can change the heart and the minds of man. Thank you, Sister Sum. All right. For my second question. Who is sent by God to convict the soul of his transgression so that he may turn to God and repent? Who is sent by God to convict us from our sins so that we can go to God and ask for forgiveness? You can give your answer or write your answer down. Who is sent by God? Yes. And the correct answer is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And we've been pleading the Lord to give us the time stand of the portion of the Holy Spirit that we can stand and be what? Be overcomers and stand the last greatest crisis that will be given to this earth. Yeah, the persecution. All right. Good job. So the correct answer is the Holy Spirit. Number three question. Overcome by a sense of his guilt, Saul cried out. With what words? What did he cry out when he has this guilt? So A, go away. I can't bear the exceeding light. B, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Or C, peace be upon me. A, B, or C. Letter A is go away. And then B, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Or C, peace be upon me. And So what did he cry out? The correct answer is letter B. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Good job. And number four question. Saul, as a persecutor, believed that following Jesus meant rejecting both the sacrificial offering and ceremony. And God's law. This was while he was still a persecutor. He believed that when we anyone would follow Jesus, they are rejecting the sacrificial law and the and God's law. Is it yes or no? Yes or no? This is when the time was when he was still a persecutor. And yes, that is right. Correct answer is yes. Yeah, he was he believed before that those who will accept Jesus Christ as their Savior will what? Reject the sacrificial law and God's law. Okay. Number five. Yes, otherwise he would not have persecuted. Thank you, Sister Sue. All right. Number five, blank. Who was this? Was sent by God to go and inquire in the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. Who was this man who saw, who was asked by God to go to Saul? What was his name? He was obedient to God. Even he knew that Saul was a persecutor of those who are saints and followers of Christ in Jerusalem. Yes, the correct answer is Ananias. Good job, Ananias. And number six. Question number six. Ananias touched the eyes of Saul that he may receive his sight. And he places his hand upon him, praying in Christ's name. So Saul received the blank after praying, after Ananias prayed for him, and after he received his sight. What else did he receive? Starts with letter H and G. This is a two word. Okay. The correct answer is the Holy Ghost. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and was baptized. Yeah, so he was baptized after this. Good job. All right, number seven, question number seven. This is fill in the blanks. God has established a blank as his representative on earth. And to it belong the blank of directing the repentant sinner in the way of life. Is it A, Christ war, or let B, church work, life, or C, commander, weary, and loose? A, B, or C? Okay, first letter A, Christ war, or let B, church work, life, and see commander, weary, and loose. Okay. So, the correct answer is letter B. Let me complete the wordings. God has established a church as his representative on earth, and to it belong the work of directing the repentant sinner in the way of life. So, we consider ourselves as the church. So we have the duty, because we are the representative of Christ, to work for him, to share the words, the gospel of Christ, and that people will repent from their sin and receive Jesus as their personal Savior. All right, number eight, question number eight. Jesus, all right, that is number nine. Skip. Okay, we go first to number nine. After Saul realized how sinful he was, what step did he take that God accepted and appointed him as his chosen vessel or appointed vessel? You can give me all the correct answers that you can from the choice that I will give you. A, Saul repented, and that is, he died to sin. B, he became obedient to the law of God. C, see, he exercised his faith in Jesus as his personal Savior. He was baptized and he preached Jesus. You can give me the correct answers that you can find. It's not only one. You can give me as many as you can find. A, B, or C, D, E. What is that, folks? No, we have a choices here. He didn't. Can you please put the choices?
There it is.
There it is. Okay. I didn't see it. Oh, yeah, there. Okay, we see some answers here. And the correct answer is A, B, C, D, E. All the above. I didn't put the choice all the above. So the correct answer is A, B, C, D, E. Good job. Everyone are correct. Okay. And for my other question, we go back to number 8. Jesus sympathizes with sinners and is moved by their suffering. What should we do to stay close to him? What shall we do? A, call him in prayer. B, search the Bible to know his words. C, in humility of heart, ask for grace, faith, and repentance. Or D, all the above. How can we stay close to him? And the correct answer is letter D, all the above. We have to call upon him in prayer. If we can make it unceasing, nonstop, make our minds and hearts connected to him every single minute or every single second. And B, we should always have a time, find time to read your Bible every day. And we have to have a humble heart, a teachable heart, that his grace will be given to us. And that we also have to ask sorry for all the sins that we have done. Okay? And for my last question, Saul was a chosen vessel unto God and to bear his name before the blank and the blank and the children of Israel. So first choices is Gentiles and kings, B, Roman Empire, C, priest and Pharisee. A, B, C. So he was a chosen vessel unto God to bear witness in his name. Before who? A, B, or C, Gentiles and kings, B, Roman Empire, C, priests and Pharisees. And yes, letter A is the correct answer, Gentiles and king and the children of Israel. So the Lord chose him to work for these people. And he became a mighty instrument of God. So yes, praise the Lord, we were able to do our children's study hour, and we keep on praying that our server will go back. And now I would like to thank you for your participation and for learning with me, and may the Lord bless us all. This time I will turn you over to Sister Mindy for our 10 commandments with you. God bless you all and happy Sabbath. Love you all. Bye.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Since we aren't able to use the chat room, we're going to do our lesson, and I just ask you all get a piece of paper out. If you're not able to get into the Twitch, I don't have an account with Twitch with the chat, so I wasn't able to get in. And so those that are in Twitch, you can just put your answers in there if you'd like. But we're going to go over the story of Joseph. I'm going to read the scripture from there, and then you'll have a multiple choice of which commandments were broken in the verses that I read, okay? So let's get started. I will go ahead and start reading. Okay, Genesis 37, verses 3 through 5. Now, Israel loved Joseph, and in this verse, Israel is referring to Jacob. Remember that his name was changed to Israel. So now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. First question, which commandment did Joseph's brothers commit in their heart? Was it A, commandment number 1, B, commandment number 6, or C, commandment number 10? All right, if you have B, commandment number 6, as your answer, that is correct. Because we know if you hate somebody in your heart, that is the same as breaking commandment number 6. What is commandment number 6? Can you write that on your paper if you like? Commandment number 6 is, thou shalt not kill. All right. That was question number 2. All right, now I'll go on reading. Genesis 37, 17 through 20. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Question number 3. Which 3 commandments were Joseph's brothers planning on breaking? Was it A, commandments 3, 4, and 5? B, commandments 7, 8, and 10, or C, commandments 5, 6, and 9. All right, if you picked answer C, commandments 5, 6, and 9, you are correct. All right. And we know commandment number 5, he would be dishonoring his father. They would be dishonoring their father by lying to their father. And not only that, by killing his favorite son. And 6, they would be breaking that commandment by committing murder. And of course 9, they would be breaking that commandment by being dishonest. So question number 4 is, what is commandment number 5? I'll give you some time to write out that answer or type it out if you're in Twitch. Commandment number 5 is honor thy father and thy mother. Okay. Question number 5 is, what is commandment number 9? And commandment number 9 is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. Now we're going to go on to the next verse. This is Genesis 37, 31 through 34. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. Which two commandments did Joseph's brothers break? Was it A, commandments 2 and 6, B, commandments 4 and 7, or C, commandments 5 and 9? All right, if you put C, commandments 5 and 9, you are correct. We know that they broke commandment number 5 because they lied to their father. They dishonored him by lying to him, right? And then they broke commandment 9 because they lied to their father. They were dishonest. So, okay, on to the next verse. This is Genesis chapter 39, 7 through 9. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither have he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Question number 7. Which commandment did Potiphar's wife commit in her heart? Was it A, commandment number 7, B, commandment number 3, or C, commandment number 8? The answer is A, commandment number 7. All right, next question is question number 8. What is commandment number 7? All right, commandment number 7 is thou shalt not commit adultery. So we know she committed adultery in her heart. She wanted Joseph, and she was married to Potiphar. So she committed adultery in her heart. All right, Genesis 39, verses 10 through 15. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the man of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Question number 9. Which two commandments did Potiphar's wife break? Was it A, commandments 1 and 3, B, commandments 7 and 9, or C, commandments 5 and 8? All right, if you had B as your answer, that is correct. It's B, commandments 7 and 9. Again, she committed adultery in her heart. And commandment number 9, she lied about what happened. Okay, on to the next verse, Genesis 39. This is verses 16 through 20. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Question number 10. Which commandment did Potiphar's wife break again? Was A, commandment number 9, B, commandment number 7, or C, commandment number 10? And this is her speaking to her husband about what happened. All right, if your answer was A, commandment number 9, you are correct. Because she lied to her husband, right? She lied about what happened. All right, on to the next verse. This is Genesis 44, verses 1 through 6. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the man's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the man. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? You have done evil in so doing. And he overtook them, and he spake unto them these same words. Question number 11. Which commandment did Joseph break against his brothers? Was it A, commandment number 2, B, commandment number 5, or C, commandment number 9? All right, if your answer was C, commandment number 9, you are correct. Joseph was bearing false witness against his brothers. They did not steal anything. So he made it look like they stole something, right? So that's bearing false witness. He accused him of doing something that they did not do, okay? All right, on to the next verse, Exodus 1, 8 through 10, and then 15 through 17. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive. Question number 12. Which commandment did Pharaoh break and commanded the midwives to break? Was it A, commandment number 8, B, commandment number 6, or C, commandment number 9? If your answer is B, commandment number 6, you were correct, because he wanted to kill the little boy babies. So he was breaking commandment number 6. And he wanted the midwives to kill the babies too. All right, this is your last question, or this is the last verse that we'll have questions on. Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Which commandment did Pharaoh break again? Was it A, commandment number 5, B, commandment number 1, or C, commandment number 6? If you have C, that is correct, commandment number 6. Again, he wanted to kill the boy babies. So, very good. All right, so next Sabbath we'll go over 10 commandments because of the time. And praise the Lord, we were able to do our lesson. I love you all. God bless and have a wonderful, beautiful Sabbath, everyone. See you next Sabbath.